I Am Oak ist wieder zurück auf Tour. Nach 4 Jahren Wartezeit erschien Ende Februar 2016 das Album Our Blood und damit ist er nun am 19. Mai wieder in Freiburg zu hören.
Dazu habe ich jetzt am Telefon Thijs Keuken. I'm sorry for the name. We tried it, but it's. I hope it's okay for you. Hi. Welcome to the PH Radio.
Thank you.
Just tell me, why does it always need so much time to produce a new album?
It takes a lot of time because I have to write the songs, of course. For me, that usually takes quite some time because I slowly write songs and then I gather some songs that work and some songs don't work, so I lose them in the process, and so I slowly build like a collection of new songs that work and that also work together to form an album. And then when I have most of the songs, I also work them out by myself, usually, like add more instruments and try to finish the songs so that they're good enough to put on the album.
So your new album, Our Blood, is about the loss of beloved people. Is it something you worked out for yourself?
Yeah, because in 2014, my father passed away, and this was a pretty big thing, of course. And after this, I started to write some new songs slowly, and after a while I sort of saw a pattern in these new songs, and that they were all sort of about, not specifically the loss of my father, but they all seemed to center around loss. And of course this happened because of my loss, so I saw this, and then I started to use this to write new songs that all sort of centered around the same idea, and that's how the new album came to be. And in the end, it was all about, I guess they're all about loss, but not in a negative way or something, but it's just something that was in my mind because something like that happened to me. And I started to write songs about it to sort of process it and to come to terms with it, and also to help me deal with it, I guess, and also see some positive sides even to this thing that is death, and that it's part of life, and in that way to sort of make it, to make it easier on me, I guess.
And can you describe the feeling to play these songs in front of thousands of people?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. but I think it's quite okay for me. And I think it's because I spend a lot of time writing the songs and then thinking about it during this process a lot, that when the songs were finished, the writing process gave me time to deal with it. And then when the songs were finished, they were something new. And they didn't necessarily have the same feeling as when I wrote them. So I can play them live and just see them as songs and not necessarily connect them with the initial feeling, I think. So they became something new.
How do you decide which songs you were playing from the old albums and which one not?
I think there are always some songs that work well, and some songs that don't really work live, and the ones that do work, they stick around. And when we like to play them, we keep them, and when we don't like to play them, we lose them. Because I already have 5 albums, there are a lot of songs we can choose from, so it's quite easy to lose the ones that don't work and try out some new ones.
But isn't it a bit sad to throw out some songs from the old album because they don't fit in the concert?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a sad thing to lose a song live because it's always still there in the recording. I really see the albums and the live shows as two different things. The songs sound different live usually because I make the songs by myself and then I arrange them by myself, and that's how they sound on the album. But when we go into the rehearsal space to practice for live shows, the songs always change a little bit and then they become different. I never really mind to change the songs we play live because there's always still the recording that has its own quality, I guess.
What do you remember from your last tour in Germany?
I really love Germany, actually, and we all do. And the audiences in Germany are usually a bit more appreciative and they listen very well, and people are usually quiet. And in Holland, that's sometimes a bit different. So I think we like the German audience maybe a bit more than the Dutch audience.
Why is it different to the concerts in the Netherlands?
I think German people are a bit more polite, maybe, and they seem to enjoy live concerts more than Dutch people, maybe. Well, it's, of course, it's a generalization, but in Holland, people go to shows a lot to drink beer and have fun with their friends, and then music is sometimes second to that. And I think in Germany, people go more for the actual music. So that always feels nice for the artist when you play for an audience that's actually there for the music.
One question I do have, what is for you good music?
Good music for me is music that sounds good and that has something in it. I think some sort of deeper layer. I always like that. I really like melody and harmony and stuff, and something that sounds pleasant, but I'm also usually looking for some sort of second layer in that, and that it's about something. And that's what interests me in music, is when I can find something deeper in the music.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
I really like to hear the concert in Freiburg next week. It's I'm really happy to be there. So
yeah, we're happy to be back. I just saw that our last show in Freiburg was already 5 years ago.
Oh wow! So have a nice tour, and we will see
Thank you.
In Freiburg on the Great Rang Tang Tang.
All right.
Cool.
See you there.